very energetic, really amazing work. That's going to be one of the highlights for sure. Mm-hmm. One of the projects that I'm personally very, very interested in and excited about is Anthony Braxton's Sonic Genome Project,
mm-hmm.
Which is a free event at the Roundhouse on January 31st. And it brings together extraordinary musicians from New York, one of the greatest composers and conceptualists in modern music, in Anthony Braxton, and they'll be working with student musicians and other local musicians here in an 8-hour long performance piece that will kind of invade and envelop the Roundhouse and give people an opportunity to experience music in a way that is well beyond any regular concert hall experience.
Hmm.
So that will have huge local engagement,
right,
and huge... and I think give people a kind of experience that they don't normally have. Another piece that you know, again reflects that whole concept of creative collaboration and exchange and interaction is the collaboration between Eric Metcalf, you know, one of the founders of the Western Front,
mm-hmm.
General award-winning visual artist, and George Lewis, originally from Chicago, now out of New York, who's at the University of Columbia. And their work, their visual arts and multimedia installation Icons will be a great event. I'm really looking forward to that as well.
And where will that be at?
That'll be at the new gallery down on Seymour Street, 550 Seymour Street.
Okay. Well, great. All that sounds amazing. And when people go to the website and check out the other offerings, the over 400 different performances that are being offered, I'm sure they'll be very surprised and very thankful that the Cultural Olympiad is doing so much for Vancouver and Canada and the international art scene. Robert, thank you so much again for joining me.
Well, thank you very much, Tracy. And yeah.
All right, that was my conversation with Robert Kerr, the head of Vancouver's Cultural Olympiad. Things will be starting up regarding the Cultural Olympiad very soon. Some things are starting mid-January, and but most will get launched just at the end of January and into February as the Olympics roll into town. I'll have much more for you on that in the coming weeks, and hopefully I'll be speaking once again to Robert Kerr about the many themes and the online edition of, or the digital edition of the Cultural Olympiad, which will be available online for visitors to check out regardless of where they're staying during the Olympics, be it in Canada or abroad. Now, just to close the show today, I want to remind you that it is not too late to get in touch with your local MLA or to send your words of wisdom and of constructive criticism to Minister Kevin Kruger, the arts and culture representative for BC. The budget talks are happening this month, and BC needs to know how you feel about the upcoming 92% budget cuts that have happened to the culture and arts budget here in BC, or will happen if things don't change. So to get in touch with the Honorable Kevin Kruger, you can call him in Victoria at 250-314-6031, or you can send him an email directly at Kevin, Kevin.Kruger, Kruger@leg.bc.ca. That's Kevin.Kruger.MLA@leg.bc.ca. Let them know that you are opposed to the arts and culture budget cuts, that you want the funding restored to the 2008 levels, and that you want the government to create a long-term funding strategy to ensure arts and culture in BC will be supported and sustained well into the future. And that's all I have to say on this ranting Wednesday afternoon. Good night. Good luck. I'm going to leave you with the Patience Product, who are playing at the Railway Club tonight. This is their tune and the title of their LP, Change of Heart, Change of Tune. I hope you all stay well, be well, and I'll see you back here on the Arts Report next week. Have a great night.
From Yes, No, poems by Dennis Lee. If it walks like apocalypse, if it squawks like Armageddon, if it stalks the earth like an anaphylactic parturition, if halo jams like septicemic laurels, if species recuse, if muddy clear cut, if earth remembers how and then for good forgets, if it glows like neuroplague, if it grins, if it walks like apocalypse. Combing the geo prefrontal, scratching for relics of yes. Giddy up, ganglia, skull dug with sonic contusions, hush hammer riffs. Here's to destiny, chumps for a change, rogue Arthurs, seek Parsifals, flammable Jones of Salut. To insurrection Gandhis, who but a bupkis, Quixote, would tilt at the corporate mind mills, who but a blunderling underling hoot at the emperor's shanks. Home heart, grain lone heart, hang in, blue planet, hold on. Our scouts of the aquifer perilous, own heart, hang in, bog templars, heroes of tall grass, resumption, geodesy, samurai. Not fold, great home heart, hang in, hold hard in the septiclot throm of extremists. Walk soft, conquistador, among your teeming climes and species, Buona beware. No brook is what it seems, nor veldt, nor pampas. Sahib, go slow, tread light in the food chain, the cattle tick, the trout betray, survey the very air, it stinks of ambush. Buona get back, the stats are leaking, inside the palisade, chop chop, your own most DNA is flaunting engine spin, and kiss yourselves goodbye, is Pasha crash, is Genghis melt, is it's of you defecting, no sheltered, Pasharan. Blah, blah was easy. We diddled the scrutable chunks. Whole hog was beyond us. Bug space and chug space ahead. Welcome, Wormlandia. The birds contrive a nest, the wolves a lair. Sheer matricide is rare. Under not rising, bad ohm, the holes in the holy. Bottleneck countdown, logo melt, cri du corps, stuck ruckus of geodilations, what fetal botch impends, what natal awk, what gene-flubbed cargo from postmark netherly. A noful the species lacuna, the alphase shambles, but yesward the Clearwater improv and biogrit slog, a noful the corporate Borgias, the aquagoth faders, but yesward the stewards emergent in homeweather stab, a noful cro-mutant the decibel swoosh of warm warning, but yesward the Jiminy makeup to planetude lost, a noful but yesward the here now and bounty zip nowhere. Good evening. Here we are again, audio text on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is JC Peters talking to you. It's good to be back. It's January 6th today. And I got a very special gift for Christmas. It was a time machine. So if you have been listening to the show and you heard me wishing you a Merry Christmas Eve on December 16th, it was because I had actually traveled back in time. I'm not a liar. I'm a radio personality. So trust me, it was a time machine. It wasn't my fault at all in any way. But, you know, time traveling can be a little confusing, so I might have gotten the dates a little bit wrong. But here we are back again in real time. It's 2010, January 4th, first show of the year. And actually, the one-year anniversary of Audio Text is coming up nearer to the end of January. I'm thinking about having a party. Yeah, so that would be pretty sweet as well. Get some more poets performing, just like we did for the Audio Text Poetry Night, which was awesome. And I'm going to be sharing with you some recordings from that night on today's show. So if you're new to the show and you have no idea what I'm talking about, This is your Canadian writing show. So I'm JC, and I like to read some Canadian poetry at the beginning and end of every show. In today's case, it was Dennis Lee, one of my, actually, let's say my very favorite poet. I love this poet dearly. Yes, No is a poem about environmental disaster and hopefulness versus despair in the face of, as he calls it, warm warning. So I'll get back to that a little bit later on today. But I also like to go to spoken word events and record the artists who are performing their works there at, for example, the Vancouver Poetry Slam and various other open mics around the city and stuff like that. So that's what you'll be hearing today for the next half an hour or so. Stick with me. It ain't so bad if you think poetry is boring. You've never listened to this show before, and so you'll be hearing more of that in a little bit. But before we get to the poetry part of the show, I'm going to just give you a couple of listings of things that are happening around the city related to spoken word poetry or writing in general, because it's nice to hear it on the show because I get to weed out all the crap and you can hear only the good stuff right here in audio text, at least according to me. JC Peter is the authority on this kind of thing. But it is quite lovely to go and see some of these artists do their thing live because there is a magic in the room that can't really be recreated on the radio. You get to cheer along with people and you get to buy merchandise, which is nice because it's really important to support our local artists. So, that being said, today is Wednesday, January 6th. As I said, there is the bi-monthly UBC Slam happening tonight at 7 p.m. at Mass Buchanan D right here at UBC. And tonight's feature is Dave Morris, all the way from Victoria. Happening this Friday, January 8th, Charles Bernstein, who is more on the page poetry side of at least the audio text show than the spoken word side. There's kind of two types of poetry that I like to play, and they're quite different from each other. If you're familiar with the show, you'll know what I'm talking about. Charles Bernstein will be reading. He's quite a famous Canadian poet. He's really good. He's quite funny as well. And he's going to be at the W2 Perel Gallery, 112 West Hastings, on Friday evening, and I think that's a $3 to $5 cover for that event. Held by the Kootenay School of Writing, which holds these kinds of events every now and then. KSWnet.org is their website if you're interested in more of those events, incidentally. Happening this weekend, Chris Mason is a spoken word poet who has just moved to Vancouver from Montreal, where he was involved in the spoken word scene there. He has a show that was involved in a fringe festival, and it's called Pathos, Punchlines, and Painkillers. It's, as he says, a fusion of spoken word poetry and storytelling. It tells the autobiographical tale of an unlikely romance overcoming all odds. In it, Mason takes on some thoroughly modern topics like internet dating, cancer, and the shortcomings of modern medicine. All the while, he blurs the line between storytelling, spoken word poetry, and theater traditions, borrowing from each to create something distinctly new. I have it on good authority that this show is really, really good. So you can go and check it out this weekend, Saturday, January 9th at 4:15 p.m., or Sunday, the 10th at 3 p.m., and that's at Lions Hall, which is 770 Commercial Drive near Adnack Street. So go and check that out for sure. Monday, January 11th, there is a poetry slam as usual, but this one's a little bit special because I'm in it, for other reasons as well. It's the Women of the World Poetry Slam Playoffs. So the top female performers of the season at the Vancouver Poetry Slam will be competing to send just one special lady to represent Vancouver in Ohio in March at the Women of the World Poetry Slam event. So that's going to be featuring Krista Bell from Seattle. So it's going to be an awesome show, and I can pretty much guarantee you that because a lot of the time when you go to these sort of open mics and spoken word events, especially at the slam, for some reason, it's often pretty dominated by men. And it's totally different energy to see what women come up with when it's all women on the stage. And because they're the top performers, they're freaking awesome. Like, I got to tell you, these girls have it going on. And everything that I've seen featuring all women performers has been pretty mind-blowing. So if you only go to, you know, one poetry event all year, I would choose this one for you. And not just because I'm in it. I can't promise to blow you away myself, but I do know that these other women are absolutely incredible. So please do come and check that one out. That's a Café du Soleil. Monday night as usual. I think it starts at 9 p.m. and the cover will be around $5, so won't break your bank either. So come check it out. And if it's really bad, you can just drink wine. So don't worry. All right, so that being said, let's move on to a little bit of poetry. What you came here for in the first place, not to hear my voice, but to hear other people's voices and their beautiful, beautiful works of art. So I'm going to be playing, as I said, some stuff from the audio text poetry night that happened in November, actually, it was quite a while ago. The Candelabra Collective, which is a group of youth poets who are very new, they formed this year. They're absolutely incredible, and I finally got some recordings of what they've been doing. So that's what I'm going to be playing for you in this first part of the show. So enjoy. When I grow up, I want to be a lady. Like, style means starting our mornings on the fresh sides of our pillows, girl.
Style like silver-backed mirror and brush sets, face down, handed down.
Like living room handshakes with pipe puffing bombers.
I want to know what the bat of an eyelash used to be capable of.
I want the ear shaped nose.
I want need of a silk slip to keep my dignity in place. I want the recipe for blessings.
I want to know the purpose of a folding fan.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Want to know what's going on around town? LiveMusicVancouver.com is the Lower Mainland's comprehensive source for live music listings. We've got more than 350 shows listed at any time, and our listings are updated continuously by hundreds of the very people who put on the shows you love. Artist information and MP3s are accessible right from the listings, as are maps and calendars for virtually every venue in the city. All this and tons more, totally free, at LiveMusicVancouver.com.
So, that was the Candelabra Collective. And I should mention who the Candelabra Collective actually is. It's made up of a bunch of, six individual poets, including Francis Arevalo, Adric Brock, Natalie Gray, Keely O'Brien, Kelsey Savage, and Jessica Wallen. And it was obviously the ladies that were involved in that last piece. Not everybody was in town when we were doing the audio text poetry night. And this next one is also, I believe it's mostly Jessica Wallen.
Lately, I've been looking to the Dove campaign for a woman with a unibrow. An ad for shampoo that would make silky and sweet that place where two eyebrows meet like two impractical lovers trying to make a home together. Hair. I've been thinking about unibrow styling, that chance to see someone's expression of themselves, their flare as soon as your eyes meet. Tiny faux hawks, frosted tips, dark. I would have had a fluorescent hue for my unibrow in grade one because back then, it was cool. It was so cool that boys who described their future careers
singing angel across the table from me who had colonized my heart. Now, I felt a connection between us as strong as the one that ran across my forehead. This was my chance of love. Yes, it would be the same boy who, 4 years later, when the desks were taller and the mythology of cooties had transformed into something much more brutal. Ask me.
Hey. Where's the tent you go to perform in at the circus?
It was that year that it rained most nights under that dark pine horizon. Oh. I know mothers and fathers who, after lovingly weaving a sense of self-worth and stitching precious messages of being proud of who you are into the daytime embraces and nighttime stories of their children, who struggle with the notion that they'll have to tell them they have to change something about themselves because some people won't understand.
Differences make others beautiful.
Differences make others beautiful.
Differences make others
beautiful. Back to you. Not you.
But lately, I've been thinking about how you could tell what I was thinking about by the angle that my unibrow was in. Three bump curvy line, chocolate, straight but with a slight curve downwards. Give her a hug, tell her a pun, and you'll survive through the day. I've been thinking about doing a warm up with my unibrow on a hip-hop dance floor, painting self-portraits like Frida and throwing away my tweezers with the people who won't tolerate any other version of beauty than their own. I've been thinking that maybe a unibrow is just a physical, hairy representation of a want for connection, a want for love. And if that's the case, then Ernie from Sesame Street and I have a serious want for love. A want for love. Maybe if that's the case, we all thread our inner unibrows and acknowledge the same want for connection that's all as soon as our eyes met, our differences would seem beautiful. I find everyone smiling in their own Dove campaign, and it would be okay. Could be cool. To have one instead of two.
That was another piece by the Candelabra Collective. Next up, I'm going to play something a little bit different. This is Steve Miller and Sonia Littlejohn, also at the Audio Text Poetry Night, and they're reflecting on their time spent at CFSW, the Canadian Festival of Spoken Word. And I like this piece because it's kind of silly and it's sort of making fun of the whole thing, even while it's sort of really appreciating it as well. So I hope you like this piece as much as I did. A team piece by Steve Miller and Sonia Littlejohn, also known as Team Blue.
I don't know if any of you heard about CFSW this weekend. There was this big poetry festival. Yeah, it was kind of cool. There were a lot of poets from all over Canada. And Steve and I kind of got a little, you know, thoughtful, reflective, overwhelmed.
So, I went to this poetry festival, and I didn't know what to expect. So I went with a mind wide open.
So wide open!
Like an ocean.
So much ocean!
And there were poets.
So many poets!
And they were using words like metaphors.
So many metaphors!
For feelings.
So many feelings!
Like happiness and joy and sadness and laughter.
So much sadness and laughter.
Bringing tears.
So many tears.
Enough to fill an ocean.
So much ocean.
With dolphins.
On nets. So many sad caught dolphins say.
Touching.
So like, much touching.
Like Reggie Cabico.
So much Reggie Cabico.
And
sex.
So much sex. Like Reggie Cabico.
Too much sex. Oceans of sex. Polluted oceans of sex.
Killing
dolphins with fishing nets like milk.
right. And one more from the Audio Text Poetry Night for your listening pleasure. This is R.C. Wislowski performing, well, I won't tell you what the title of the piece is. Actually, you can hear it for yourself.
Wow. Quite the drought we're having, eh? My tongue is parched all the time. Tell us about your, my tear ducts are just drying up. I go poop and it's nothing but sawdust. There's a horrible thing happening in the neighborhood, and you may or may not have been paying attention, but here I am. I'm an issue poet. I like to talk about